You went on to college then from Prairie Valley High School.
I did. I didn't want to stay around Seminole because I graduated a semester later. I took up typing while I was doing that anyway. Then I didn't want to stay around home till fall because so many of my relatives and friends, they would start drinking and just fall into a lifestyle that doesn't get you ahead. And I decided somewhere along the line I want to make something of myself. So I went to the National Guard and told them if they can get me back fall time to go to school, I'd join up. Next morning, someone showed up at my door and answered and had my duffel bags. And you ready to go? I said, yeah. I went and told my mother and father, who were still asleep. I told them I'm going to camp and left. They had no idea where I went. Weeks.
Where did you go?
Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. I was there and did my 6 months training with the National Guard. So I got back in time to go to Bacon College.
What year would that have been?
Oh, 60. 1960. In fact, when I went to school, I think I had 2 shirts and 2 pants, and I borrowed one of those from my brother.
So then you were in the National Guard for
6 years.
6 years.
Yeah.
Summer camp, I suppose.
Right. And all that. Yeah. And eventually I became assistant to the chaplain at the administration officer on 24th Street.
But then during that period of time, you did go to college.
Well, I did. In the fall of 60, I think, I went to Bacon and then graduated 2 years later.
Bacon in Muskogee.
Right. It was a 2-year college at the time. Then in 1962, I had a special Rockefeller Foundation scholarship. There were 19 artists selected across the country to go to Arizona at the University of Arizona in Tucson to take some special art training. It was the best art school I'd ever been to in my life, even today. And everything was taken care of. We were just kids. Everything's taken care of. They took me on my second airplane flight and paid for everything. So I had a whole summer just of learning, and they took care of all my expenses. They opened my eyes to so many different mediums of art and other things. I appreciate all kinds of art because of that experience. Then came back and graduated from Oklahoma City University.
Okay, then you came back to Oklahoma City University.
Right.
And then graduated. Your studies were all about art then?
Probably much of art and religion. I studied a lot of religion.
You graduate, then what do you do?
I was planning to go to seminary at Southern Methodist at Perkins School of Theology. And I was talked into taking a pastoral charge because they said they were low on ministers and Indian Conference. And I said, no, I don't want to go. I want to go to school. I don't have respect for that superintendent at that time because of many things.
Superintendent of?
Of the Indian Missionary Conference. He was non-Indian. There was the Indians, and there he was, and this were the bishop. We couldn't speak to the bishop except through him. And I didn't see that that was right. First of all, he had a doctorate in front of his name, but he didn't have the degree that I had even. And I'm thinking, well, we can speak for ourselves. And I really got in big time trouble with him. Didn't last long, a couple of years before they decided to send me off to a place and I'm not going. My dad wasn't a minister and he moved. I'm not going to take my kids through that. So I just dropped out.
Dropped out of?
The ministry.
Because you actually pastored a church?
I did, yeah. I was involved for 2 years. In fact, I worked at the conference level, and I was responsible for youth programs in 125 churches in Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas. I had quite a few experiences in that time.
But it wasn't because of him you dropped out of the ministry, was it?
It was.
It really was.
It was him because they talked me into going into it. Because after my first year in ministry, they were paying me like $21,000 a year. I've got a college degree. I've got 3 kids, and I couldn't make it work. I said, I'm not going to treat my family that way, so I dropped out. I've never left the church. I'm still active, go every Sunday, do my tithing, everything today. Then after a while, I became a vocational counselor for a new program in Oklahoma City, which was basically a vo-tech program, which was started by the federal government. It's even before Oklahoma really started to move along with the vo-tech programs today, which I helped create in Oklahoma. But that was from that experience. They helped me do that in the legislature. I had a pretty good job, paying well, bought me a new car, got me a new house. They come talk to me, said, we sure need you to come back. And I said, well, I don't know if I want to do that or not. If y'all would leave me just doing this and leave my family here and pay me a decent salary and paid my expenses, it was still a pretty big cut. But I was still committed to the church, and so I went back after that. During annual conferences when they give appointments to the ministers go to church. I told them I wasn't going to move from Oklahoma City. I just wasn't going to do that anymore. I found out that that superintendent had planned for me to be shipped off to some place way up there. And somebody from the Oklahoma conference called me and said, Kelly, you know what's going on? I said, no. So they're getting ready to ship you off. I said, no, I don't think so. I didn't want to work there no more. It's like I could tell my kids, you've got to do what you like in life. I didn't like it anymore. I loved the job. I didn't like the way I was being treated. At that time, I started looking around for a job, and I found another job. So 3 weeks later, when they said, Kelly, we're going to send you, so I said, you're not sending me anywhere. I'm quitting. And my dad quit at the same time. And there was another minister who quit at the same time because of that. My dad stopped at that point.
Being a minister.
Yeah. Yeah, he just pretty much stopped going to church. He was really upset with them.
They were treating you.
Yeah, because he trained me all this time, and they talked me and come back. I mean, I should have went to seminary if I was going to be. But this one person had done that to other Indians who had gone off and got their training in seminary and come back. He would find ways to boot him out as quickly as we kept coming back. We could never come back in a group to contest him. I mean, he destroyed the nucleus of what could have been a pretty decent Indian missionary conference today because he just...
was prejudiced.
He was prejudiced. He was prejudiced. I don't know what kept him in or why he did what he did. As long as he had control over those people. But he couldn't control people like me, you know.